Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rick Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's in Oregon, the Beaver State. J.C. Cole's with us. He's in the Garden State. I'm in the Show Me State. And I wanted to mention that the quality and supply of almost everything that I try to buy has degraded. For example, if you bought Aldi, A-L-D-I, pasta, spaghetti, dry pasta, 7 years ago, and you stored it cool and dry, out of the light, it's probably still good. If you bought Aldi pasta, the same thing, except new and improved, probably by a new manufacturing company for Aldi, and you still have it within the best used by date, it probably has bugs in it. What I'm trying to say is you can't count on anything or anyone anymore, period. You can only count on yourself. And that's what this broadcast is about. This broadcast is about we have to take it back. We have to do it ourselves or we might perish. So, JC, the question that I have for you is, is there something that we can do within the next couple of weeks to get this prototype moving, this prototype of the sustainable lifeboat, the sustainable farm? Because it literally took me, since 1989 to become somewhat knowledgeable in farming and to be somewhat successful in farming. I'm not saying that I'm completely successful, and I have been a total abject failure in getting the sustainable lifeboat concept working in the way I tried to do it, which was I tried to buy 1 square mile, divide it up into 2, 5, 10, 20 acre parcels, and provide that at $1,500 per acre to a bunch of people who would want to build a village and share their skills and work cooperatively with each other to be absolutely as sustainable as possible, electrically, with water, with food, with physical security, etc. Couldn't pull it off. Still can't. So even at $1,500, I couldn't pull it off. So what can we do in your mind with the prototype?
Well, we can do a lot, and let me just bring in that famous Edison line. You know, we just figured out one more way it didn't work. So we keep at it.
Right.
So yes, this is what, when I went over to Eastern Europe, one of the things I was totally unprepared for was literally all business started from zero. There wasn't anything really working. And the concepts that we had in our business school did not apply because they all applied to an existing system. I literally had to start from zero on almost everything. So the answer comes down to a very simple thing. How do you get the prototype funded? That's it. Right? That's the first part. So where do you get the money to fund the design of the prototype, where I can bring in like Scott Hunt and I can bring in Richard Allen Miller and I can bring in like Joel Salatin, you know, for all their expertise to design different factions of it. And someplace out there, there's definitely a genius in hydroponics, which would answer your question, what to do. How do you run hydroponics without electricity? Right. And there is a way, by the way. You know, it has to do with gravity flow and a few other things. So once you get the prototype funded, one of our challenges is all of our business basically runs on rate of return on investment, the ROI. And that's the challenge we have with small farms. We'd have a lot more small farms if it was more profitable. Right? So this is a finance issue. How do you finance small farms? Because I imagine a lot of people who are listening to this would love a small farm, but it doesn't make money. It's not competitive. So how do you change that paradigm? How do you change the dynamics to make it a profitable entity? And there are a couple of ways to do it, but that gets into a little bit of a lengthy decision. Eventually it comes down to we have to get, if this is a national security issue, we have to get somebody in the government to change the dynamics. And we, by the way, we have a model of that. Most of us know that a very large amount of corn is used to create ethanol, which is, in my opinion, a terrible waste of both money and energy. But people are investing in it. So how is it that you have, you know, billions of dollars invested in corn ethanol? These guys are making a profit. Where's the profit coming from? The profit is coming from tax legislation. In other words, the United States, you know, citizens are subsidizing the entire corn ethanol industry. Well, if food is a national security issue, right, then if you create certain funding structures from the top to make small farms profitable or to be able to put in sustainable lifeboats. That's the answer.
Okay, well, you mentioned the government, and I can tell you for a fact that I met with a guy in my truck driving. I was the guy behind the wheel. I turned to this guy who was a former very high-ranking official in Missouri. And I turned to him and I said, what's with this ethanol? It makes absolutely no sense. It's kind of like taking a gallon, more than a gallon of energy, and creating a gallon of ethanol. It makes no sense. And he said, you don't understand the pressure. And I said, did you ever take a science class? And of course he didn't. And so I found out how it happened. Literally, it happened through bribes and threats. People were bribed at the government level, paid in order to pass this legislation and make it happen. And if they didn't accept the bribes, they were threatened. You know, pictures and exposure and that kind of thing. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, there's a metaphor in terms of farming in what I have decided to call storable and non-storable commodities. And a storable commodity is primarily what our Midwest is now based on, growing, you know, potatoes and corn and soybean and so on. These are commodities that can store for trade. Non-storable commodities have to be produced each year. And if you overproduce them, a lot of times a given state will set up a market order to prevent the overproduction of something so that the market remains stable. This is where Hamburg took over and tried to take over the world trade by working with surpluses and shortages. And if you can produce, and a typical example might be peppermint leaf. You know, how much peppermint do we use in toothpaste? How much do we use in herbal teas and other flavonoids to flavor things with peppermint? And if you overproduce that leaf that year, then the markets drop, and that's where German trade would take over the markets by selling them at shortages and surpluses where the prices would soar or drop below production costs. And to have storable and non-storable commodities, I felt that the small farm should always focus on the non-storable commodities. Agribusiness was oriented more toward the concept of storable commodities like corn and soybean, and that the small farm could use barter, where each region, and the United States, in my opinion, was broken into eight different regions, have a series of crops that are what we call Me Too crops. That means that that crop comes from the Midwest and that crop comes from the East Coast, like golden seal. And with that said, there were chemical analogs on the West Coast, like, that were similar to golden seal, which we don't grow here. What we grow is Oregon grapefruit. Has more berberine than hydrastine in it. But once you had identified your natural resources for a given region, you then had a barter system available that you could trade to a different region, like the Midwest. The Midwest has things that are used in surgery, like mandrake. Mandrake, for example, is mandragoring, is a surgical drug that does not grow anywhere else in the United States except in the Midwest. And other kinds of things like that, where you have pharmacy, your herbal pharmacy, and where your all your products came from natural resources. Now, I don't know how to manage this other than to say that whenever I need extra money, I just go in the woods and gather some moss. That's what I have here. And I can sell that simply and have a supplemental source of income because of the natural resources that my current neighborhood provides. And everything in the woods is marketable. Everything. From pine cones.
So here's a comment. So J.C. Cole, I believe you're absolutely correct. Now, while you didn't say it exactly the way I'm going to say it, I believe I understood what you might have meant. So a young person, such as our son, who's in his late 20s, now he's a degreed farmer. That means he has gone to the university and he studied agriculture. And he actually has a sheepskin that says he is a degreed farmer. Okay? So a young person such as our son cannot, in my opinion, build and operate a financially viable farm. He can't afford to buy the land, the tractors, the implements, the fertilizer, the electricity, pay the taxes, comply with the government regulations, buy the tires, the fuels, etc., the seed. He would not be able to pull that off financially. Now, for food stability, food security, he would need to have some kind of financial assistance from the people who want to eat.
Well, there's sharecropping. That's an old term that was used. Sharecropping means that you have the combine, and I have some crops that need to use your combine.
Yeah, but
I don't
what
have
I said,
to own the combine to sharecrop with you.
Yes, but what I said, Rick, was a young person can't pull it off. A young person can't pull it off. Let's come back to that. We're going to a break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and J.C. Cole.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Way and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick mentioned sharecropping. Now, that's working together. Now, the problem I see with sharecropping, I don't want you to think I'm throwing a wet blanket on this, but the problem with sharecropping is that you are almost completely dependent on others outside your family. The guy with that machine that you need.
What is your neighbor?
The tractor. Yeah.
Like, well, when I used to have a small 20-acre field of wheat, of alfalfa, and my neighbor would come over and he'd cut it for 30% of my crop.
Yeah. I understand that, and I'm sure our class gets that. The problem with that is that you are almost completely dependent on people outside your family and their carelessness, their lack of knowledge.
Slow down.
Can I finish, please? And then comment. So their carelessness.
Supposing it's an agribusiness that's cutting wheat and you're growing psyllium. And the psyllium does not need to be cut during the period of wheat cutting, which means he's got these huge, big $90,000 combines that are sitting idle, not being used, that could be producing income cutting psyllium off-season from the wheat. And that was the relationship that I saw between agribusiness and the small farm. Basically, not being able to afford the elevator or the truck to take the crop to the elevator, but they were growing as a marketing cooperative, let's say, see, buckthorn. Oh, that's what they do up in Canada. And what they're doing is they use a combine off-season that isn't cutting grain at that time to do sea buckthorn. And, you know, it's a relationship in the community that's based on habitat. And each habitat is different, and the players are different. And some are going to work with you, and some are going to be, you know, a-holes. I don't know. What we have to do is relationship of our crop to what's going on in the neighborhood. And Vancouver, British Columbia is pulling this off now wonderfully with Punjabi Indians that came in to feed Vancouver, BC, which, by the way, is four times larger than Seattle. It's huge. And yet all their food is being produced there locally now by Punjabi hand labor, basically through what we call farmers market. And Chattanooga is another metaphor that we set up similar, where Chattanooga's logo right is right here, right now. They produce, right now today, 20% of the food consumed in that city. Downtown Chattanooga is an old family farm that's turned into a farmer's market every day, and they have a stock exchange of surplus foods each week that are used by agribusiness then for canning and producing other crops where they're buying these ingredients or surpluses for use in formulas and making things up. It's a complex system that can be run on a single farm basis on into a small community. And it's basically the small community that I'm seeing now is going to be the way America goes, where there's a more decentralization of our food production.
Rick, I'm at ground zero of this particular issue, and sharecropping is working together. And as I was trying to mention before, the problem with that is you're almost completely dependent on people outside your family, their carelessness, their lack of knowledge, and their lack of meeting the commitments to you can sink your farm. And let me give you an example. So I know some farmers who have grass, and they need to have their hay cut, and they are unable to do the job themselves. It takes three of us to cut the hay on our farm. So what we do is we cut other people's hay, and we cut theirs first. We cut theirs first, we cut it, rake it, bale it first, and then we go to ours because we feel there's an obligation. But there's another neighbor who we don't cut his hay, and he is still waiting for the guy who promised to cut his hay, and this happens every year, year after year after year. So he's dependent as a sharecropper, and he can't get the hay cut because the guy is not dependable who cuts the hay. So the bottom line is it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult to be a sharecropper. We'll be
one being the dependable person.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he won't participate in a virtual debate shortly after the panel overseeing the presidential debates announced plans for the October 15th debate to take place virtually as President Trump recovers from COVID-19. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden reacts to the president's comments.
We don't know what the president's going to do. He changes his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible. I think that if I'm going to follow the commission recommendation, he goes off and he's going to have a rally, I don't know what I'll do.
Hurricane warnings are up for Louisiana as Hurricane Delta heads towards the coast with winds of 100 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center says a Category 2 storm is expected to strengthen as it nears the United States. The storm could bring dangerous winds and life-threatening storm surge by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is urging senators and President Trump to consider passing the Problem Solvers bipartisan relief package after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the White House have not been able to reach an agreement on what economic relief should look like for the nation. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells CNN something does need to be done to help the American people out.
I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe Nancy Pelosi actually wants a deal. I wish she did. I think she views this as something that would give the president a bit of a victory prior to the election so that she's not going to allow that. The discussions are not just about the cost of the bill. It's what's contained in it. And when I read what she's proposed, it's a ransom note. I mean, she wants money to go to bail out states that have been poorly run for decades, wants money to go for tax breaks for millionaires in New York and in California. We need to keep this focused on getting people back to work, getting kids back to school, and helping get the disease behind us.
A New Jersey postal worker was arrested Wednesday for dumping almost 100 mail-in ballots into dumpsters in multiple towns. The Justice Department charging the mail carrier with 4 separate counts after he discarded approximately 1,875 pieces of mail on his route. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Got your
take. When you go to the
CD,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
In the good old days, there was a gentleman here, a farmer, and I was outside with him. Our son was there, and we were helping him with his truck. Had some problems. So we were repairing his truck. I was helping our son, who was doing the mechanic work. And this farmer said to our son, I need to borrow your dad's truck, and I'll be back in a little while. My son immediately turned to him and said, we don't lend out any of our equipment. Period. And the farmer friend was absolutely shocked when he heard that. And our son said, we don't lend tools. We don't lend tractors. We don't lend implements. We don't lend trucks. We don't lend cars. We don't lend out any of our equipment. However, I'll be glad to take you where you need to go. Now, the reason he said that is we have never found anyone who takes care of our equipment as well as we do. It always comes back dinged, dented, bashed, broken, okay, if it comes back. So we don't lend it out. So this cooperative thing is really a it's not like we haven't tried. We've tried since 1989 to make this kind of a thing work. It's extremely difficult because not everybody has the same level of education, concern, care, training, and interest and desire and stick-to-itiveness. So we have all different levels. And it doesn't really work as well as we would like it to work. We would love it to work. But it doesn't.
My dad has a saying. He taught me this. He said, I don't loan out my wife, my rifle, or my blah, 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 because I paid for all the miles on them.
Well, okay, so we're in the same camp.
And my dad, well, he had certain things that he just didn't loan because he paid for their full use. One was his wife, one was his rifle, and the other, you know, they had so many miles on them before they wore out, and he didn't loan those out.
If I may make a suggestion, one of the things here is, yes, the cooperative is a long-term solution, but we are in a food emergency. We don't have the time. And the issue with cooperative is one of the big issues is it cannot be quickly duplicated. You know, you might be able to get a few local places to work together like the Amish, but our paradigm is driven by finance. So the solution in today's world until our paradigm changes has to be financially balanced.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, let me make a quick comment about the Amish. Just an observation. We have a tire shop here at the farm, and we repair flat tires, and we change tires, and we balance tires. And if it weren't for the Amish, probably 99% of the flat tires that people get would go away. Why? Because the Amish don't get flat tires. Why? Because the Amish don't have pneumatic tires. They have solid rubber tires on their wagon wheels. They don't get flats. So they don't really care about throwing those horseshoe nails down on the road. They don't care about nails in their properties where the Englishmen, as they call them, go to pick them up and take them wherever they're going. They cause a lot of flats. I mean, that's just anecdotal. So I'm not trying to beat the Amish up. I'm just telling you that they're all kinds of careless people.
Well, we're not on a perfect planet. So one of the things, though, by the way, we have a horse farm. And so we have to drag with a magnet because a nail in a horse's hoof is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And so literally any time I'm working on, wood with screws and nails, I have a magnet there that I have to drag to make sure I didn't drop anything. But that's a side issue. Let's get back to how do we solve this problem? And the problem's a financial problem. I mean, getting back to Vincent's son, we have trapped our youth in a debt crisis, and we have to solve it. It's across the board. How can you expect a young man with the skills to go into farming at the cost of what it costs, at the costs they presently are? And not only that, but you're looking for your farmer to be both a financier, a marketer,
welder,
a farmer, a mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're losing these skills, right? So what's a model that we can do that we can quickly change the paradigm on food production, locally controlled, and that it really comes down to what what can we do to remove ourselves from the vulnerability of a supply chain break? That's it. And the only solution I've come up with is to create micro, let's say micro markets, and that's small, sustainable farms.
Right.
Right. So.
Right.
Right. And you know, we know that our electricity can be turned off at any time. And at that point, I think the place to just look at is New York City and Long Island. Because when electricity gets turned off, you have 16 million people that have no supply. You know, you have a panicked area right there. Right, and they're on islands, which is even more interesting. You know, there's limited ways off those islands. So how do we solve that problem? And it really comes down to designing a couple of different models that are all quick to put up, and how do we finance it? And the financing really goes back to New York City and Washington, D.C. How do we do that? Yeah.
You know, I just saw an article where they're going to build some floodgates on the Holland Tunnel.
Mm.
Did you see that article yesterday? It's interesting.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, they're going to build floodgates for the Holland Tunnel because they're expecting it to flood.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, I believe, is that there's seven bridges to get in and out of New York. And there's millions of people. And if they all say, I think it's time to get off, it can't be done.
It cannot be done. No.
Correct.
Right.
And let's see, I think it's 400 million tons of cargo comes into New York per year, and 90% by trucks. Right? So there's a great article out there, when the trucks stop running, all of the things that happen. So New York probably has about a week of food before.
Yeah, an EMP will stop a lot of the trucks cold because of their electronics. And imagine what would happen with an EMP spike on trucking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for just a second. Let's divert for one second.
A quick thing.
Okay, you go, your first second. Okay. So it doesn't even have to be a truck that succumbs to an EMP. If just one out of, let's say, 50 cars succumbs, just one out of 50, doesn't even have to be any trucks, that car is in the road, and that car stops wherever that car was. So now you've got a traffic jam that's going to be days if one out of every 50 cars just stops. So it doesn't have to be the trucks. It can be as simple as a fan belt,
a water pump. Well, they poop from someone's toilet when an EMP happens on New York.
Well, that's why you want to be on the top floor.
Yeah.
That's why you want to be on the top floor.
It's crazy, and people aren't ready for this yet. They haven't thought it out.
Right. So it's as simple as this. You can start with a 5-gallon bucket, and you can get that for 99 cents if you go to the bakery department of the Chinese factory outlet and say, hey, can you all save me some of those buckets? Get some of those buckets. They'll charge you 99 cents because that's the minimum price that anything goes out the door used bucket department at the at Walmart. And you can fill it with dirt, and you can get some seeds, and you can start experimenting right now. Right now. Put that darn thing in the window and start growing. That's what you can do. Tomatoes, peppers, etc. Right now. Now, that is the beginning of your victory garden. JC?
Yeah, so what I do is I write an article I used to write every week, but it got too long. And so every month or so, called American Gray Swans. And basically, I just identified the at least 13 ways our shipping system will collapse. And some of them are guaranteed to happen. For instance, an EMP from the sun. It's guaranteed to happen. We just don't know when, right? But we're totally unprotected for it. So when you see all of the vulnerabilities to our just-in-time delivery system, there's only one solution. Remove ourselves from it for a period of time that we can sustain ourselves until we rebuild if any of these events happen. And that's the only way to do that is to have food production that is that has the ability to go off the grid and last for a year near your population centers. And by the way, you can put, you know, modified farms into a lot of these buildings, like these shopping malls that are going bankrupt. You can turn those into hydroponic oases.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And right now, we, you know, our problem is that we're almost addicted to electricity. And we haven't thought it out. I think the sewage, local, you know, city sewage is one of the examples. All sewage systems in the old days were built on gravity flow. And then all of a sudden they hit let's say an elevation where they put in a pumping station. Well, now we have a problem. If you lose the electricity, the pumps stop and you get the sewage to back up. So anyway, we're addicted to electricity, and it's just a matter of money on how to build redundancy around that. And we get back to financing. How do we finance food security in our country? And in order to do that, we have to have somebody at the government recognize it as a national security issue.
Right.
And I
would
say
that's going to be tough.
And for me, I always felt that if you taught your children, the six-year-old, the five-year-old, how to garden right out of the gate as part of their basic first steps in education, that the whole thing would be solved in one generation.
Well, I think there's bigger things behind this. You know, for instance, if you look at what Henry Kissinger had said, basically, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people. So, you know, why is it that 10 corporations control 90% of our processed food?
There it is.
You know, when we saw this COVID-19 issue, right, it wasn't the farmers who stopped growing, right? It was the funnel points in the supply chain of production. You know, it was the Tyson Foods that shut down. So why do we...
We'll be right back.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I've got about 5 or 6 minutes left of today's broadcast, and I wanted to mention that tomorrow, hour number one, Kathy, our domestic engineer, is going to be teaching us how to save money and things we need to do right away. Hour number two will be tips from my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable for sale, unorganized book on things that I think you should do immediately. J.C. Cole, today's broadcast, if you were to sum up the takeaway, what would the takeaway be for today's broadcast?
We've identified we have a critical issue in our food production and our food delivery system, and that it's just it's a ticking time bomb. And when it breaks, we're going to have chaos. And we can fix this, but it takes the government to help us with this.
And Grace Thorne said that if Vincent were to put another show together just using J.C. Cole, myself, and maybe one or two others, that people would flock wanting to know how to start their own food production. If you did something like that, like you did before, only focused on not weapons, but how to grow food, I think that would be something that everybody, when you did that show with kids asking questions, that should have been immediately turned into a book. You're like a link editor. What you're doing is really important. Really important.
Well, yeah, but I feel like I'm a pretty significant failure. Because I'll tell
you're not. You're just a grumpy old man. That's all. Getting locked down.
Well, I don't know about the grumpy part, but the rest of it's probably true.
I don't know, Vinny.
Rick, I'm up for that challenge. I'm up for that challenge that you just put out there worldwide, and I'd like to modify it in just one simple way, and make it really easy and very affordable. Let's do it on the radio, okay? Let's do it on the radio. Now, I know it's a little harder to do show and tell because Vinny doesn't want to do video. So if we can describe it with words, without pictures, and assign homework. I am up for that, and I'd like to do that on the air. I would like to teach how to survive, how to grow food, and if you're up for it, and JC's up for it, I'm up for it, and we'll put it on the calendar, and I will announce it. Is that something that you gentlemen?
He's my handler.
Is it? Well, no, I'm up for it. I'm up for it. And we can do it every Thursday if you'd like. I mean, that's if you'd like to do that. I'm up for it. What would you like to do, gentlemen? Rick, you go first.
Well, I like working with JC. He's knowledgeable in areas like finance that I am not. He is aware of things I am not aware of and has helped guide me toward my own ends to the point where I'm now, in my humble way, semi-self-sufficient. Power? That's my bicycle over my pump.
Mm-hmm. So, is that a yes?
I just pile my bicycle in and pull it out of the ground that way.
Is that a yes? No, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm up for it. I think it would be a very cool thing and could lead to a series of books for children.
Okay. JC, are you up for
game.
This? On?
I'm game.
So yes. We have agreed right now, as far as I can tell, that we have agreed starting next Thursday that we are going to do a broadcast about farming and how to successfully pull it off to become the master of your own lifeboat, at least right now. Is that right?
Well, at least have a start point so that you have goals and direction.
Okay. The only thing that I would like to have is some bullet points so that we can stay on track. So you all have my, Rick, JC, you have my email address.
Yep.
If you'll just send me what you'd like to talk about. Nothing fancy, just a few words to keep us on track. We're up for 2 hours from now on until we decide or you guys decide that, you know, you don't want to do it anymore. We're going to teach farming, how to do it, how to get started right now. And I would like to add that I would like this to be without needing $1 million. Okay,
so that's
going to be a requirement because people are tapped out. Now it would be great if we could have the government write a grant and say to the government, okay, we need $5 million and we will show you how to do it. We will take 4 square miles and we will bring in people with talents and we will be the prototype and we will develop the books on how to do this. We could do that, Donald Trump, President Trump. We will do it. If you will give us the money, $5 million doesn't sound like a lot compared to, you know, bailing out Boeing and the airlines and everybody else that you're giving money to. $5 million, we'll take 4 square miles and we'll make it happen. How about that? Maybe just 1 square mile. But we will teach the country how to become food sufficient, self-sufficient. That's a challenge for the government. So if you're listening and you're one of those government types, you can contact me, instructor at USA Prepares, and we'll see if we can start a dialogue and make it happen for we the people. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for being here for today's broadcast and for advancing the class on farming. J.C. Cole, thank you for joining us and sharing your wealth of knowledge and advancing the self-sufficient farm. I'm looking forward to Thursday's broadcast, 2 hours at a time from now on, teaching farming. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.